Chris Ann Hall here, your constitutional attorney. Stay tuned for a Thanksgiving message from the founders of these United States of America. Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Chris Ann Hall here, KrisannHall.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Show. Let's get started. Happy Thanksgiving 2023. And as you are bombarded with crisis and war and bad news and things with the prices of going to the grocery store and preparing your Thanksgiving dinner, I don't want us to lose sight of the spirit of gratefulness and thankfulness. I do not want us to lose sight of being thankful for where we are and being thankful for the things that it took to give us these United States of America, in which our foundational statements are, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. There is no other place on earth that can boast this foundation. And it ought not be something that we forget, because our founders wanted us to remember. John Adams wrote to his wife and Abigail in 1777, he wrote, "Posterity, you will never know how much it cost the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it, for if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." Our gratitude, our spirit of gratefulness, is really honoring those who fought, who gave so much for us to have what we have, the opportunities that we have, the authority that we have. Just because we're not exercising that authority, just because we've allowed government education to deprive us of the knowledge of that authority, doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And because of what they did for us, we have the authority, we have the ability, and we have the power to live in a limited and defined government whose focus and principal purpose is the preservation of liberty. Now, I'm not trying to give our founders some divine status or even suppose them to be or to have a level of perfection. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. I want you to know that we need to stop praying for the return of our founders and realize that what was in them is in us. I mean, they're flawed, just like we are, but we have the power, just like they had. Listen to what Alexander Hamilton wrote in 1798. "Equal pains have been taken to deprave the morals as to extinguish the religion of the country of France. If indeed morality in a community can be separated from religion, the pious and the moral weep over these scenes as a sepulcher destined to entomb all they revere and esteem. The politician who loves liberty sees them with regret as a gulf that may swallow up the liberty to which he is devoted. He knows that morality overthrown, and morality must fall with religion, the terrors of despotism alone can curb the impetuous passions of man and confine him within the bounds of social duty." Our founders knew that liberty came with two very important equal parts, freedom and morality. We are created equal in our rights. Not equal in our abilities, but equal in our rights. Equal before government and before God. Created in the image of God. God has given us freedom. The freedom to choose to live our lives. That means, if you want to really understand that, that we have the freedom to choose to be evil, to lie, to steal, to murder. We have those choices. But you see, choosing to live evil in lies and stealing and murdering is not liberty. That's freedom. Liberty is when you have that freedom and you realize your duty is to your neighbor as well as yourself. And you choose not to do those things because they're morally wrong. You see, liberty boiled down into two terms is just simply self-governance. The understanding that I'm free to do whatever I want, but there are some things that I will choose not to do because they're wrong. That's liberty. Our founders also knew that liberty was the prize. It's what they were shooting for. Well, metaphorically speaking. John Adams wrote in 1765, "Liberty must at all hazards be supported. We have a right to it derived from our Maker. But if we had not, our founders have bought and purchased it for us at the expense of our fathers." John Adams in 1765 says, not just us, but our fathers have purchased for us this liberty with their lives, their ease, their estates, and their blood. Samuel Adams wrote that no person will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. He also said, when we tamely suffer a lawless attack upon our liberty, we encourage that and we involve others in our doom. He said, it's a serious consideration that should weigh heavy upon our hearts that ages and millions yet unborn will be the miserable sharers of our experience when we do not preserve liberty. It was Thomas Jefferson that gave us this warning. He says, can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we remove their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God? And while the attacks by the ignorant, the unknowing, and the malicious against the faith of these men, all lies, by the way, Jefferson was not a deist. Benjamin Franklin was not a God-hater. As a matter of fact, it was Benjamin Franklin that actually gave a warning to Congress. He said, in the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of superintending providence in our favor. Have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine we no longer need his assistance? Franklin said, and I quote, God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire cannot rise without his aid? An exceptional nation built on exceptional principles, endowed upon us by an exceptional God. That's America's foundation. That's America's history. And guess what? You don't believe in God. You don't believe in the existence of this creator that our founders talked about. You still possess that liberty. You have the liberty to believe and not to believe. And you have the liberty to believe in that belief unencumbered. as long as you do not harm or control the rights of another. So neo-Marxists can be neo-Marxists all they want, until they start infringing upon my liberty. That's the key. Thomas Paine said that if we are to preserve liberty, we must even defend our enemies from oppression. For the precedent that we, for the law that we create against our enemies will establish a precedent that will come back on us. For my Bible scholars out there, that's a biblical principle that we see in the book of Esther and the story of Haman and his gallows. So you see, our focus in this Thanksgiving, we must have a concerted effort to not focus on the flaws, but focus on the power, the authority that we have, and the wisdom of those who brought it to us. Focus on the fact that there is no other place on the planet in which you have the liberty to choose as you do. And an administration comes and goes, and they can be tyrants and they can be especially tyrannical. But the views and the acts of a single administration cannot and do not dictate your God-given liberties. Reality is, you do. The only way to preserve your liberty is to exercise it on a daily basis. And how do you exercise that liberty if you don't know what it is? As you're sitting around at the table this weekend, reflecting on what you're thankful for, ask your friends and family members this question. Can you name the five liberties identified in the First Amendment? Without looking at anything, without searching anything, without asking, can you just name them off the top of your head? Because if you cannot, then you have an understanding of how we got to where we are with an administration that is so overtly unconstitutional and anti-liberty. It's not Joe Biden's fault, but we can fix it. In the profound words of Daniel Webster, is our Constitution worth preserving? Guard it as you would guard the seat of your life. Guard it not only against the open blows of violence, but also against that spirit of change. Miracles do not cluster. That which has happened but once in 6,000 years cannot be expected often. Such a government, once destroyed, would have a void to be filled, perhaps for centuries. With evolution, tumult, riot, and despotism. In this Thanksgiving, please take time to maintain the focus of what it is to be thankful for. It is a thankful heart that is a merry heart, that is a hopeful heart, and we must know that what our founders gave us is still worth fighting for. Take some time to go read George Washington's Thanksgiving address. It's still available on the internet and at no cost to you. You can also go to chrisannhall.com and you can put in Thanksgiving and see the multiple podcasts that I've done on this topic and the documents that I've written. Take the time to get educated, activated, and be grateful for what we have. Because it's not just about what you see at the grocery store and the stuff in your closet. Our greatest possession is a constitution that makes a limited and defined government and declares that all political authority comes from the people. Of the people, by the people, for the people. Lincoln was right about that. Have a happy Thanksgiving. God bless you. I'll see you soon.
One thing to realize, there's something that needs to be done. But there's a whole nother thing in knowing what it takes to stand. You've got to count the cost. The only way you can do that is if you are filled with truth and filled with courage. Samuel Adams said, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved." He said, "But on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders." It's got to be bigger than you. It's got to be bigger than now. It's got to be about our future.